rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it hang.
Here comes the bulldog.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Thursday afternoon. And I got to tell you, we got some big things in the works right here on Macon8.com. That's right. If you guys are tuning in with us for the first time, you're about to get a whole lot of information about where Macon 8 is going. And if you've been here a long time listener, hey, we're glad that you're here with us. Got to do one thing first off. I got to send a big old shout out to my friends. My European bull riders are back in the house. Man, it is good to see you fellas over here. Glad that you guys are doing so well. And been able to check out the European Bull Riders fan book page on Facebook. Got some great videos up there and really enjoy watching them. Now, I will tell you guys that if you guys have a chance, get over there and add the European Bull Riders on your fan page. They are great to have around and huge supporters of the American rodeos and just what's going on over here in the U.S. So, it's great. Fantastic stuff going on right there. So, glad that everybody is able to tune in with us here on the Thursday. A lot of rodeo to talk about. But first off, I got to tell you guys, this is day 2 for us here at Macon 8 in Louisiana, and I'm already having some issues. We're already running into some difficulties. This is not good, fans. I'm telling you, one of my sons has already been corrupted. He is already starting to post the New Orleans Saints stuff out here. As a Buccaneer fan, as a diehard Buccaneer fan, I have major issues with this, guys. We're running into some major issues with this. I can't allow that type of activity to continue on Facebook. You know, they're talking about all these negative things that happen out there. Well, to me, that's one of them. So, anyways, yep, day 2 out here in Louisiana, having ourselves a good time and getting ready to get things fired up. We got a rodeo weekend planned, getting ready to head out to the Louisiana High School Finals Rodeo that'll be going on just down the road, about 20 minutes away from us. We're going to stop on down there. Go check it out. Have ourselves a great time. Looking forward to it. We got our regulars here in the house. We got a lot of listeners, a lot of guests here joining us on our show today. Got to say welcome. Also want to send a big old shout out to some of our fans back home in the Sunshine State of Florida. You know, it took us leaving the state in order to really get a hold of some of our fans out there, but we've actually got a few of the younger bull riders. We've got a young kid that I actually had the opportunity to meet and see at many rodeos riding in these junior events. And this guy's a real good hand. I think we're going to see him move up through the ranks into the high school ranks before too long. And then on to, who knows, maybe college, maybe some of these other associations. So, Hunter Stepula, I know you're out there, amigo. Just want to say howdy to you. And, hey, man, glad to have you here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows for the summer vacation, man. I know you guys are having a good time. And make sure to stay tuned with us. We got a lot of guests here lined up for our shows. We've got one coming your way tomorrow, and who knows, we may even be able to get one coming in here this afternoon. We've also got callers calling in on the lines, and I want to tell you guys that if you just want to tune in, that's great. We're glad to have you here. If you guys want to call in, 646-915-9940. That is the number to call. If you do want to talk to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone so that way we know you're there. Now, I will tell you, we've got a new switchboard. We've got a whole lot of things going on right here with Blog Talk and trying to get it all sorted out. But I'm telling you, I like the idea. I like what's going on right here. I like what's happening. So, good things in the works. Now, I also want to say, Miss Lauren, I know that she's listening in on the phone lines right now from Florida. But I do want to tell her, I know that we've got to get her an autographed picture. She sent us our email address. We're going to get that out to you this week, darling. Just stay tuned. I promise you. It's just been really hectic and busy, so we try to get some things rolling. So we will get that over to you, though, so hang tight. Wow, looks like Miss Kat Johnson is giving us word. Miss Barb is here. I know that she's still having issues for some reason getting into our chat room. I'm not sure why. Man, not a good thing. If she is tuned in, and I know that she is, one thing that I will say, that if you're using Firefox, that is where you will have the best opportunity to get in. I know that Internet Explorer does create some problems with the Blog Talk software, so or with the package there. I don't know what it is, you know. We're not that technical savvy here just yet. So, and thank you, Miss Emily, for posting the link to the fan page for the European Bull Riders. I love it. I love what you guys are doing out there. You know, it's really fun to sit back and see you guys out there at these events all across the world. So, good deal. But anyways, also, outside of the rodeo world here, I got to throw this out there. The Vancouver Canucks did go down. They were the team I was pulling for to win the series. Boston pulled it off with a 4-0 win yesterday. Congratulations to Boston for taking home the Stanley Cup. I'm not a big Boston fan. You know, I really don't like the New England Patriots, and I very much dislike the Boston Red Sox. Speaking of Boston Red Sox, they do have a series coming up against our Tampa Bay Rays. So if you guys are, you know, out there and trying to look for something to watch in the sports realm, because bull riding is not out there right now on Versus, you can always tune in and catch a little bit of the Boston-Tampa Bay Rays series. Good times right there, hopefully. And it is a pretty big rivalry. They're interdivision, you know, and, yeah, big time. Now, the Boston Bruins did take Tampa Bay Lightning out of, you know, the opportunity to go to the Stanley Cup. I can't help but wonder if the Tampa Bay Lightning were there, if they would have been able to win the whole series themselves. But, you know, that's a great comment. We do have our chat room open for a lot of the fans out here. Scotty the Clown just posting out here in our chat room that that Vancouver did handle that loss very well. And that's one thing I want to point out, the sportsmanship that was out there. You don't see it a whole lot. Now, I believe the game was played in Vancouver, you know. So it was hard for the Boston Bruins fans to be able to really ignite, or even for the players, because it was on it was in their, you know, away from their territory. It wasn't their hometown. But we did see the Vancouver Canucks all out there in the arena giving them a round of applause. That, to me, shows some tremendous sportsmanship. And I tip my hat to the Vancouver Canucks for doing that. I think that needs to be out there more. Yeah, it seems that way, Denise. If you to bet against me, you're probably going to win or go against my picks. So, yeah. We have not had much luck at all. Our fantasy draft is doing terrible in the PBR deal. But we are giving away a belt buckle to the champion at the end of the season, so make sure that you guys stay tuned. I also want to let you guys know, we have our big announcement. Now, this was something that I was going to kind of hold down until we actually got it launched. We are not going to do that. We are going to announce it right here on today's show. So make sure to stay tuned. We got phone lines open, fans, 646-915-9940. We're going to open up the door, let you guys jump on here, give us a call. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some rodeo, some bull riding with you guys, so don't go anywhere. Now, I will tell you guys that we're going to take a short break, but before we do, I want to remind you guys, go check out RodeoSafety1.com. You can find them right there on Making8.com under our directory. Get over there and send them a big old shout-out. Tell them that you guys are still supporting what they're doing and providing the safety measures for the rodeo community. So, yeah, make sure to go check them out there, fans. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, it's down to the rodeo action. We got a big announcement right here on the Lucky Owl Rodeo Show, so stay tuned.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, started to cut and win it. Got myself back up, bears down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, falling out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Makin' 8. Let's buck.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com on a Thursday afternoon. Man, I got to tell you what. Now, I've been watching during the break, and it looks like there's a lot of fans. I see that Miss Barb has finally been able to get over here on our chat room, and I got to say, glad to have you here on board. But, yes, I'm actually seeing some disturbing news. Now, we did say that the Vancouver Canucks handled the loss very well, but apparently the fans did not, and I have not seen the news this morning about the riots that have taken place, but apparently there have been some bad things happening out there in regards to that loss or the Boston win. I'm not sure even which side it was on, but, yeah, bad news there. And, you know, I'm sorry that fans would take it to that extreme, you know. But number one, they are very passionate about their sports, you know. Same way with rodeo. Unfortunately, that is part of something that happens within that competitive nature in us all, you know. But really, seriously, we don't need to go take it out like that, you know. I'll be honest with you, I get depressed, and I don't like to eat, and I go to bed crying when my Bucks lose or my Rays lose, which, you know, is quite often. And, you know, so most of you wonder why I'm so emotional, and that's probably a reason why. But, you know, seriously, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, we don't need to get down to that. But glad that so many of you guys are here with us right here on a Thursday afternoon. We got Cowboy Logic to talk about. We got some bull riding, some rodeo action to talk about, too. Now, I did see on the PBR website, on PBRnow.com, that Guilherme Marchi has been down in Brazil and will be down there during the entire break, kind of getting back to his roots. I'm sure taking his family back down there and spending time out there with his family from Brazil. You know, I think that may be something that gives him a huge surge to make that push up there for the the PBR World Championship. Now, right now he's sitting in third. He's got two other Brazilians that are in front of him. If memory serves me correctly, I do know that one or two were set to actually remain here in the U.S. and we're going to go elsewhere to ride. We're actually not going to go back to Brazil. But I'm not quite sure, or I'm not 100% on who it was or anything like that. But I just found that to be entertaining or interesting. We also know that Brendan Clark, who I guess following his tweets yesterday, has apparently gotten off to a little bit of a rough start, but is on his way out there to Australia to compete out there for a couple weeks. You know, he's going to have himself a good time. I believe that there's a wedding coming up in his near future, and I know that's going to be a good time. I also got wind that today is McKinnon Wimberly's birthday, and got to wish him a happy birthday. If you guys don't have him on Twitter, make sure to get over there and do that. I believe it's McKinnon123, and you can follow him right there on Twitter or find him on Facebook, and make sure to get over there and wish him a happy birthday. And yes, did you guys just see the picture that was posted by Mrs. Macon 8? I was actually in the process of getting ready to do my show. I was dialed into the switchboard. We had everything up and running, and I went out to go see the kids. And I walked out there, and my daughter had found herself a little headset and decided that she was going to be my co-host. So how cool is that? She loves what Dad is doing, and I love it that she's so supportive of Dad, you know, and doing the radio shows. Yes, I think that I'm going to have some competition here before too long. I think she's going to try to replace me, and I'm sure that most of you guys would probably much rather sit back and hear from her than hear from me. So, yeah, I'm going to have to keep some tabs on her, but yes, she is loving what that's here. And you know what? We're loving it too. I'm absolutely loving it. It's so much fun to be able to hang out with you guys. I'm hoping we can continue to do it. We've kind of found a way where this may be very, very possible. But we're going to need your help. And we're going to get into talking about it here shortly. I mean, there's some huge news coming up that we do want to talk about. We want you guys to get out here and really, understand where we're coming from. We're gonna break things down for you. And, we're gonna make it a little personal. We're gonna kind of hopefully reach out to you guys. I see that Miss Barb, our link liaison, is back for sure. Now, Emily has done a fantastic job stepping in there in the absence of Miss Barb here in our chat room, posting links up. But, yes, the picture is posted out there. Thank you, Miss Barb, for taking care of that. It was absolutely great. It made my whole morning right there. Loving it. Absolutely loving it. I'm catching some tweets and some comments coming in there about how she's going to take over just because she can multitask better than I can, and I would believe that for sure. But like I said, you know, this weekend we're actually going to take the family out. We're going to go hit the Louisiana High School Finals Rodeo. Saturday is going to be the final performance. It's going to all come down to Saturday night. We're going to really enjoy sitting back watching that. I see that Miss Emily and Miss Barb said the competition is there between them on the link liaisons. But, hey, you know what? We're just so proud to have you guys out there. Wow. Scotty the Clown Plowman posting some comments out here in our chat room about the Mrs. Macon 8 must be amazingly beautiful to have a daughter to look that cute, huh? Well, she does take after her daddy, I will tell you that. So, just fair warning. No, really, I'm glad that she actually takes after her mom, because God forbid if she ever looked like me, we'd be in trouble. Anyhow, and it's going to be bad enough, though, because I'm going to have to fend her off with a stick, you know. But you guys noticed the short hair that she has? Now, listen, we've had an issue. She went to go stay with Grandma and Grandpa before we moved, and while she was there, she got a hold of some scissors and actually cut her hair. And I could cry. This girl loves her hair. And I actually enjoy it. She sits down in front of Dad while I'm out here working on my show notes and things like that in the morning and asks me to brush her hair, put it in ponytails and stuff like that, you know? I mean, stuff that normal dads probably wouldn't do a whole lot, but because I'm here during the day and I get to spend so much time with my kids, you know, before our trip to Oklahoma, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of that. We spent more time kind of segregated and back in the, you know, in the back in the office, you know, back in the bedroom, back behind the computer. But now that since then, we've sort of taken out. So now she gets me up, you know, and says, "Hey, Dad, can you brush my hair?" And yeah, now she kind of cut it, and I'm very, very sad. Because I really enjoy it. I know how much she loves her hair. She loves flaunting it like any other young lady does. You know, she flicks it and flirtatious type stuff. That's like a natural instinct for that, you know. I could cry. I could absolutely cry. But, you know, it is going to grow back. She knows it's going to grow back, and I can't wait for it to grow back. But she does look cute, and of course, you know, she's daddy's little sweetheart because she's my only daughter. My boys, yeah, I would trade them off in a heartbeat. But I don't think I can handle any more girls either, you know. So anyhow, getting back down to it. We got to get back on task here on a Thursday. I see, man, so many of you guys are posting out some comments there on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you guys for getting that out there. I appreciate it. I like I said, it made my whole day, you know, to get up in the morning, walk out there, and I walked out there previously, maybe about 20 minutes before the show, and she said, "Dad, are you going to do your radio show?" And I said, "Well, sure, you know." And then she comes back, and next time I walk out there, she's got her headset on. So, yeah, that's right. So, anyways, we got phone lines still open, fans. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a quick call, 646-915-9940. We're always willing to sit back, talk with you, take your questions, your comments, talk a little rodeo, talk a little bull riding, and always willing to take your cowboy logic for the day. So, and we do have some good ones. That's the other thing. I see that our lovely, our newest cowboy logic girl, Miss Melanie Britton, is in the chat room, graduated from the 7th grade, has moved on to the 8th grade, and we are happy for that. Very, very happy. That she's actually moved up and done real well. So hopefully things will go real well for her, you know, over the summer. And, you know, she'll have herself a great time. We'll, you know, certainly appreciate having her here in the chat room and being able to give us our cowboy logic for the day, which we do have. So you guys can stay tuned to that as well. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm kind of running low on the notes for the day. We have tried to push a little bit, maybe see if we can get McKinnon Wimberly to jump on board here with us. Not sure if he's going to give us a call here in just a little bit. Love to check in with him and wish him a happy birthday. We'll see how that goes. But I will tell you, too, that, you know, we've got that big news coming up. Now, I do want to sit back and talk with you guys about it. I want to explain to you guys, you know, this is an open show. And I'll explain to you why we've been so hesitant on actually releasing this information. But after reconsidering what we actually have, I felt like, you know what, it's time to let you guys in on what's going on. Maybe you guys can help us get to where we need to be. So, all right. Anyhow, let's take another short break here, fans. When we come back here on the Watch Out Rodeo Show, we'll get into talking about some of that big news right here with you, the Making Eight fans. So stay tuned. Want to remind you guys, go check out CLG products. You can find them right there on the Making Eight directory. Most definitely, if you guys are looking for bull riding, or especially our European bull riders over there, I want to let you guys know that you can find a store location to order all of your bull riding equipment right there through CLG. Great products. We use them ourselves, so make sure to get over there and do that. I got to play a song, and this song I actually heard from one of the videos that were highlighted right there on the European Bull Riders fan page. Thought it was kind of cool. I haven't heard it in a while, so we're going to throw it out there for you guys. This kind of leads into where we're going, so make sure to stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
no fret, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet. Behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes him by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. But then he hits the road, front of the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar. You're
rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Watch Out Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com as we're bringing you all the action, having ourselves a good time on a Thursday afternoon. Now, you know, we kind of got away from our themes here for the week just because we've been so busy, we haven't even had an opportunity to get back and actually think about the bull riding and make it, you know, bring it into the rodeo. But how about Thumping Thursday? I like it. Thumping Thursday. You know, them bulls get out there, they like to thump around just a little bit. Some of the cowboys end up getting thumped on their heads. So Thumping Thursday is where it's at, right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So, anyways, getting down to it. We're about halfway through our show here, guys, and I got to tell you guys that we've got some big things in the works. Now, I got a lot of fans that are tuned in here with us, and I got to tell you guys how much we appreciate it. Earlier this year, we talked about the opportunity as we were broadcasting Bucking Securities, we had also worked with Exclusive Genetics, you know, to bring you some action. And a lot of the fans were saying, hey, Make an Eight ought to get together, and we as fans ought to look into buying a bull. Well, we may have something like that opportunity. So I want to pitch something to you guys. Now, we have been trying to go around and do this thing and get it lined up so we can launch this new concept into the rodeo industry. And we were going to do it on our own. And we realized we can't do it on our own. We need support. We need somebody. We need a group of people. We need our fans to get behind us and help make this thing happen. Now, I'm going to talk to you guys real serious here for a minute. And I want you guys to take a step and just really think about who we are as Making Eight and the potential we have to do what we're looking to do. The inspiration comes from you guys. You know, when we first got things really fired up, we started sitting back talking about the Making Eight Maniacs. What are they? Who are they? You know, who are the Making Eight Maniacs? Well, that's every one of you guys out there. You guys are so diehard about rodeo and about bull riding that you're extreme. You guys are the maniacs. So I started sitting back thinking. And, of course, you guys have known our video broadcasting, we've run into issues for. You know, we're trying to keep things down at affordable cost, but we're going broke in the process. You know, Making Eight as a whole. We can't afford to get out here. I couldn't afford the gas money to get from here probably across the street right now. You know, I mean, it's bad news, you know, but these are hard times. But we also want to do something. We want to get you as fans involved in the sport. If we're going to invest our money in it, we want you guys to be able to do it as well. And I'm going to give you guys something to think about. This is where we stand right now, okay? I will tell you that we have come up with the concept that will absolutely take rodeo to a whole new level. What we're looking to do, and what I'm asking you know, we had thought about it, and we were concerned about somebody else coming back behind us and taking this idea and running with it. However, I will tell you this, that I know that others are going to take this concept and run with it and make it their own. But here's the deal. We're going to do it bigger. We're going to do it better than anybody else out there. That's what's going to separate us. So you know what? I say if they feel like that they have the money to invest and they want to go ahead and get this thing rolling, then let them do that. But I wanted to be open and honest and come to you fans and ask you for support. Right now, I will tell you that we are $1,800 short of our goal to make this deal happen. I'm pitching you guys a proposal. I'm pitching you, the fans, a proposal, a business proposition. Invest in this concept. Be a part of this concept. We need your support. I don't think we could have done I know we could not be where we are right now if it wasn't for you fans, because you're maniacs. So this is what we have. We're looking to launch within the next few weeks the first of its kind and an official mascot for rodeo by the name of Maniac the Bull. We're going to introduce Maniac the Bull to not only the rodeo fans that are out there now, but the potential rodeo fans in the future. You know, we're going to be able to go to hospitals and schools and churches and, you know, sponsorship locations and be at rodeos to entertain the crowds, to energize the crowds, and get them excited about what they're about to watch. We're going to entertain before they even have an opportunity to sit down and watch a spectacular rodeo or bull riding. I can tell you this, we've already got bookings. We've got the potential to be in Las Vegas for the PBR Finals and the Wrangler National Finals just by pitching this concept to them. If we can put this plan in action, we have the opportunity to possibly be at Salinas, California for the Salinas Day Rodeos in 5 weeks. But it's going to take us 3 weeks to get this package put together, minimum. So it's a crunch time measure that we're in need
to make this deal happen. We need to close that gap of $1,800. We need to make this thing happen. Now, when we threw out the sponsorship opportunity, we closed the deal within a week to get the sponsors that we needed for our Vegas trip, which I'm still hoping that our sponsors really appreciated and enjoyed and felt like that they benefited from. But when it came down to it, that's what we need. We're $1,800 short of what it's going to take to make this happen. But I can tell you that when it does happen, what we will be launching is this. We will be launching a full mascot. He will be wearing and representing you, the Making Eight Maniacs. And you will have an opportunity to see him out at rodeos that have already been booked. New Brunsfeld, Texas has already requested to have us there. They've already said that if you can get this plan in action, you will be in New Brunsfeld, Texas, right outside of Austin. We're talking about TV appearances. We're talking about being there at the event. We're talking about being at a sponsor location and being at a youth camp rodeo. To already make those appearances, we're there. But we've got to make this deal happen. It's going to take us at least 3 weeks from the time that we actually get the money in place to order the products and to get this thing going. But I'm telling you right now, we are willing and we are ready to make this deal happen. We want you guys to get behind us and to make this thing what it is or what it can be. I toyed with the idea and I was devastated. I said, you know, if we could do this on our own and make it happen, we wouldn't have to worry about somebody else taking the concept and running with it. But you know what? I say right now with the situation that we're in, if we can build that money fast enough, that gap, we can close that gap, and we can make this thing happen quickly enough that we will be the first of its kind. We will be what, you know, we will have the opportunity. I've already been asked that if this thing starts to launch, would I be willing to go to Brazil and promote rodeos down there? Well, yeah, you know, and if we do, we would take the Making Eight Rodeo Network with us. We would take you fans with us, you know. We would give you guys an opportunity to actually find out more because we have that social stream. We have the capabilities to make that happen, you know. We have Ustream where we could broadcast the event. We could broadcast Maniac out there in the stands. We're looking to make something big happen here, and we have the options to do, we have the opportunities to do it, but we need your help. I need help. I cannot do this alone. You know, they say that one man can make a difference, but it takes a whole group of people standing behind him to support him to make that difference happen. And that's where we are right here today. I want to close this deal by the end of the week. I will tell you that. Today's Thursday. I truly believe that we have the opportunity to do that. But seriously, think about it. What this could do for the sport, you know? We want to inspire people. We want to get them excited. We want to go visit hospitals and nursing homes. Now, I will tell you this, that what we are going to launch right away because of the budget, because we're only looking for the very minimum to get us started, because once we do, it's going to roll all uphill. I mean, I'm telling you right now that we are going to carry this thing to the next level very, very, very quickly. But we need some support getting us off the ground. Once it does, we will make some big things happen. But we're looking right now at getting autograph cards that'll be there at every event. We'll have posters that we could post up at venues, sponsor locations, that type of thing, promoting not only the sponsor and Maniac the Bull, but also the rodeos that'll be coming up in their area. You know, we'll be drawing that attention, be helping support rodeos and bull ridings and smaller locations, and getting fans out there supporting these events. We're also looking at, doing some different opportunities where we're going to have, obviously, Maniac the Bull is going to be on Making8.com, and we're going to have his own webpage. And at some point, we're going to have an animation character where we can actually get some huge things with that. We're going to be able to do some things that, Making Eight would not be able to do alone, but Maniac the Bull can for kids, you know. we're going to be able to do what we love to do. We're going to be able to support these rodeos and show our passion and be that light and then inspire others to carry that same light with them, you know? So, yeah, I mean, the opportunity is there. And I wanted to come to you fans. I was, you know, I've toyed with the idea and said, man, maybe we should hold off. Maybe we should just be patient and see what's out there that's going to come through, you know? But I really feel that, you know, when we pitched the idea just less than a year ago for us making our trip to Vegas, we had our fans and our supporters were the ones that came through for us. So we're going to do it one more time. We're going to ask you guys, hey, you know, let's make this deal happen. You know, we're going to be out there and working with, you know, rodeo entertainers and feeding off the announcers. And, you know, when you guys see a bad call out there, you know, we're going to go out there and give the judges a hard time at events where we have approval to do that, you know, because some judges would not like that at all. But we're going to find judges that are, and we're going to go out there and have fun, you know. We're going to show fans what rodeo is all about, and that's having a good time, spending it with your families, you know, and enjoying what you're seeing. Every sporting event you go to out there has one, except rodeo. So why not? Why not have him out there in the vendor stand area signing autographs and taking pictures for kids and then running out there in the stands 2 hours, you know, when the gates open? We want to get fans out there. We want to get them energized, you know, and going out there and doing skits and playing games and having fun, you know. We're going to do that. We have that opportunity, you know. We've already got events booked. I can tell you right now that I've got one venue, one particular location out there in Vegas that has said that we will bring you there. That's already in the works. Scotty the Clown Plowman knows what we're talking about just because of the fact that we've done research on this. This is not something that we, you know, are just throwing at you guys on a whim. We've done research on this idea and on this concept to make things happen. And we are fully prepared and ready to run with this deal, you know. But that is absolutely one of our long-term goals, is to have, you know, a children's page where they can go to and have activities. You know, going to visit hospitals, some of those kids may be there for some period of time. They might not be able to really keep up with rodeo. Sure, they might be able to watch a little bit on road TV, but after they're introduced to Maniac the Bull, they would actually have the opportunity to go over and interact with him, you know. Now, I'm trying not to disclose all of the information that we have. This is just the initial start. This is what I'm telling you is going to happen immediately, is that we're going to be at events. We're going to have autograph cards. We're going to have, we're going to have posters. We're going to be doing autographs. We're going to be doing skits at events. We're going to be energizing the crowd. We're going to be getting them fired up. We're going to have a fan page. We're going to have the Twitter fan page. We're going to have the Facebook fan page where you guys can get over there and be a part of this. And we had talked about, you know, having a bull that would be bucked at the PBR or, you know, things like that. Well, you know, this is sort of like that. This is an opportunity where you, the Making Eight fans, he would be for you, you know. He would be represented. He would be representing you as fans, as maniacs, and be setting the standard. Just something that we're pitching to you guys. We are $1,800 short of our goal. We have a donation page set up on MakingEight.com. If you feel like you would rather not do that, we were willing to sign things. We'll put things in writing. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to achieve this goal. And if you guys have an idea, have a thought behind it, I need your support. We need your thoughts. We need your feedback on this deal. Give me a call, please. Contact me after the show so we can start making this thing happen. This is a time-critical situation, because we are launching this, and we are informing you that we are launching this right here, right now, today, and we don't have anything more than the concept itself. That opens the door for anybody that wants to come in there and do what we're doing. We want to do it bigger, we want to do it better, and we want to do it now. We're ready to do it now. I'm telling you that I've got events booked next month, but we've got to get there first. We've got to get this thing in action, and if it's not done now, then it won't be ready when the time comes for these events. And I see some great comments in there, and thank you guys so much for your support, you know, and being out there. Maybe you guys can't help out. Maybe you know somebody who would be willing to believe in an idea and a concept that nobody else has for the rodeos. You know? It's absolutely something that we can do right now, and we're ready to do. So, you know, please get a hold of me after the show. Let's talk. Let's see if we can do something to make this thing happen. And Scotty's posting a comment out there that he'd be happy with it as long as he wasn't funnier than him. And I'm sorry to say it, Scotty, but we are going to be the best. We are going to be the funniest guy that you've ever seen at these rodeos. I'm telling you, we've got skits sketched out. We've gotten advice from professional mascots on what we could do to incorporate a mascot into the rodeo community. You talk about amazing. That's right. We're excited. We're excited. So anyhow, you know, we've got a lot of feelers out there right now. We've got a lot of people that we're pitching the idea to. So, like I said, at this stage in the game, I honestly believe that word's going to spread one way or another. You know, we've asked people that we've done verbal disclosure agreements where fans would, you know, or people that we did talk to did not actually get out there and spread the word because we wanted to keep it under wraps, you know. And absolutely, rodeo needs something like this. Rodeo needs something like this. So I will be perfectly honest with you. We've got some great comments coming in our chat room right now with, you know, our European bull riders asking what they can do from over there in Europe. I'm going to be quite honest with you right now, Jens. The biggest thing and the most important thing that we need to do is close a gap of $1,800 American dollars. If you can find a way to raise a little bit of money and maybe send it over there courtesy of the European bull riders, it would help. We need to close this gap of $1,800 to initiate this deal, and we can launch it within 3 to 4 weeks from the time we receive the full amount. But we already have money set aside for this particular deal to launch this campaign. But we do need to close that gap, and we need to close it quickly. So I got to tell you guys, thank you very much for just believing in this concept. Now, when the show goes off air, you guys are going to have an opportunity to think about this. I mean, can just imagine what it would be like at a rodeo and to see Maniac of Bull coming up there, making some noise, interacting with you. He's not going to necessarily be in the arena. He's going to be up there in the stands with you, shaking hands and putting on skits and getting you guys so fired up about what you're about to see, you know. It's a form of entertainment that rodeo needs. We need this to get off the ground. We need this to get picked up. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for the sponsors of the events, you know, to have something like this there to represent them and to draw a crowd, you know. It's huge. It's huge. And then to be an inspiration for kids, you know. I mean, to go to visit hospitals that are, you know, where there's sick kids. I worked, you know, at a children's hospital. They need this. They need this. And we want to bring it to them. We want to show them a little bit of the cowboy lifestyle. We want to bring this into them. You know? So, we've got the opportunity to be, you know, to be in Brazil. Who knows? We may get a surge to be over in Europe. And then we can go visit our European bull riders. We have been on the phone over the last several weeks, and we've talked to a lot of folks. And I'll be honest with you, we actually approached this idea and we pitched this concept to somebody who's actually a sports agent. And the first words out of their mouth were, would you be willing to go to Brazil? And I said, you betcha. We're ready to make this thing happen. And we'll do it on a worldwide scale. We'll make this thing global. Not for us, for the sport of rodeo. But we need you to get behind us. He's going to be a non-speaking character. He's not going to talk, which is probably good, you know. at least to start with anyways. He's going to be a non-speaking character. So he's not going to be out there to interfere with the he's actually not even going to be in the stands during the performance. He may make a couple run-throughs. He may be out there during the intermission and stuff. But he's going to be out there at the pre-event. You know, the rodeo entertainers, the action that's going on in the arena is what you're going to be focused on when you buy your ticket. You know, that's what everybody's going to go there to see. We're just going to get you excited about what you're going to see before you even have an opportunity to sit down. You know, but it needs to happen quickly, because now that we have put the word out, we know that other ones are already starting to work on this process to see what they can do to compete. And that's fine. I say bring them on. I say bring on the competitors. Because just like any other championship bull rider, we are going to be a world champion mascot. We are going to be the best. We are going to set the standard for any mascot to come behind us to support rodeo. We are going to set the standard. We are going to be the role model. And we are ready to do it. So that's what we have. That's been our long-kept secret that we've been working on here behind the scenes. We need your help. We need your support. Please, feel free to call me. If you guys don't have my cell phone number, write it down, 386-235-3245. Please, give us a call. We want to hear from you. We want your ideas. We want your concepts. Even if you can't come together and put money on it, maybe you can help us by getting us some spots booked as we get this thing developed. But maybe you also know somebody who may be willing to contribute a little bit in order to make this thing happen and to become the maniac. We want to develop this. We want it to be for you, the fans. This is our way to give back to you guys. How proud would it be for you guys to be sporting that Making 8 Maniac shirt and know that Maniac the Bull was born because of you, the Maniac fans? So, you know, like I said, an $1,800 contribution is not a lot to ask for memories for a lifetime for a kid or even for an adult at a rodeo to leave out of there with the impression that rodeos are fun, not just exciting, not just adrenaline rush, but also fun. We want to represent that. We want to be your face. You don't want to put this face out there. That's why we'd be jumping in a costume. But we want to put a face to rodeo, not just a voice. We're going to be a voice for rodeo and not even have a speaking character. How ironic is that, right? But then, you know, fans can tune in and find out more about them when we have our fan pages and things like that. As soon as we can get everything in order and get the photos that we need, that's the problem. We can't pitch it. We've already been turned down by so many potential sponsors for this deal, you know, because we don't have photos and video clips of what we do at these events. Now, we've already got events booked, so if we can get the photos put together at these events, we could sell this thing and make some huge sponsorship dollars and get the support we need from these bigger companies and get the locations booked. I'm telling you, this is a concept that will launch. You give us 90 days from the time that we launch, we're going to be so busy with that. We are going to still continue no matter what. We will always have the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. We will not get away from those. But we're going to put our video broadcasting on hold. We don't have the finances and we don't have the concept. You know, we need to upgrade our software. We need to upgrade so many different things. This is a way for you to still be a part of Making 8 and be that maniac and have that representation out there at these events. Come on out and hang out with us. We'll incorporate you into our skits if you want. We'll have some fun with you. And how proud would it be for you guys to know that you guys were the ones that helped get this thing started? That's what we need. We need your help. So, wow. I've been up here talking for almost a whole 30 minutes and almost forgot where we are, but I'm so passionate. This is a dream, you know. We've been trying to find that niche of where we belong in rodeo, and I truly believe that we belong right there, that's where our place is in rodeo. And I believe it's going to happen in a big, big way, bigger than I could even possibly imagine. I truly do, once we get this thing off the ground, because of where our passion is, you know? And I'm just talking to you guys as friends, you know? supporters. You guys are the reasons why we're here. We couldn't do any of this without you guys. But I'm asking you guys to come together one more time and say, listen, we're going to make this thing happen. This is a concept that rodeo needs. We need something like this to put, you know, and we're not talking about just the PBR or just the CBR. We're going to do it for every rodeo and every bull riding association out there in some way, shape, or form. You know, whether we're there as Maniac the Bull or not, fans are still going to see what Maniac the Bull has done at events and get you excited about the sport, you know, that they're going to go to attend the event whether we're there or not. We prefer it that way. So I want to thank you guys personally and firsthand, you know, just for listening, for being very cautious on who you talk to, you know, because we, you know, if we can prevent it, then we would like that opportunity to be able to have that first shot at making this thing happen. But you mark my words and understand, we are the first ones that are working on this concept, and we're going to launch this thing bigger and better than anybody else. It doesn't matter how much money they have. We've got things in action. We've got plans in action that will surpass what a normal mascot will do. And we're ready to do it. We just need to close that gap. So thank you guys. Anyways, we've got some cowboy logic for you today, courtesy of Miss Melanie. Our cowboy logic comes to you from her today, and I found this to be pretty inspiring. There's only one success: to be able to spend your life in your own way. Well, kind of leads us right into where we are today. And, you know, it really took her cowboy logic today for me to make the decision to come out and talk to you, our Making Eight Maniacs, and tell you guys exactly where we are. This concept, like I said, is something that I take very personally. I take it to heart. We're putting our passion for the sport behind what we're doing. It's going to make us stronger and better than anything out there. And this is something that will truly have an impact all over the rodeo community. And we're talking about real quick, like, and in a hurry. You know, we've already got events in place to put this concept in action. So thank you guys once again for tuning in and being a part of it. We really want to make you guys proud. I think to have something like this would certainly do that. You know, so thank you guys. And Jens, we will actually work on trying to do that. It'll probably be later on this afternoon. We've got to get out and about. But please, like I said, if you guys have ideas, you guys have thoughts about what you guys Maniac the Bull do, please give me a call. 386-235-3245. It's going to wrap up our show here for today, fans. Wow, what an exciting one, huh? It's what it's all about right there. You know, we're ready to go. We are ready to go. And I think you guys are too. I really do. I think that you guys are too. So let's get it done. Let's make it happen. Anyhow, until tomorrow, rodeo fans, we do have a special guest that will be lined up for our show tomorrow, so make sure to tune in. I think you're going to like it. Until then, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
The car. miles and it's just Saturday. But the bull no longer ain't the county fair. It ain't a soldier, it ain't no act. Mafioso's gonna use everything he's got to put the cowboy on his back.
Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.